this one.
Oh, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. This is episode 35, and my name is Thor, and I personally am ready for a gong-banging good time. I'm sorry, episode 35, I'm already off. Holy.
Didn't you just say 35?
Did I say 35?
You said 35.
In my head, it was 34, just in case anybody was playing along. Because sometimes the things that are in my head...
We can't play along with what's
in my
head.
...are not the things that are in the real world, and they're just in my head.
Oh, hilarious.
We're going to get back to that, because there was a survey on Facebook that Amanda hasn't seen yet, but I put up to try to vindicate myself.
And I won't.
No, and you won't. But having said that, in his full summer garb here, because the weather has warmed back up, shorts and a t-shirt, we've got Bubby.
How about them, Apple?
That's not your damn tagline. Yeah, thief. Next to Bubby is the empty chair that would be Tyler if he ever showed up to the podcast. Of course, like we said last episode, he is on spring break. I heard that they did get into the MTV house, him, the wife, and the two kids, and they have been promptly thrown out. So spring break's going real good for them.
It's probably because they don't do that anymore.
They just broke it. That house has been abandoned for years. And they just broke into it, and they're like, where are the cameras at? And they're like, get the hell out. So that all happened.
I'm sure it's a B&B.
Right? I'm sure. There's probably a family staying there. Anyway, next to the empty chair that is Tyler, we've got Amanda.
Hi.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, live via the phone and probably the internet, we have show sponsor and friend of the podcast, Carol.
That's right. I paid to be here.
That's all you got to do. You got to sign up for that Patreon, and I'll probably put you on the air. It don't matter one bit.
I bribed you to be on this episode. I sure did.
Yeah, well.
I am your biggest fan. I just want you to know that.
Well, guys, we believe that to be true. You have sent us the most stuff for sure.
Yes. Now when I say Carol, 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 I'm talking to you.
Right?
Oh, still, that's so cool.
You got to still drink, though.
More.
So I
check your tires.
Check your tires. I'm gonna retell a story or two. This is gonna be a get drunk kind of episode, kid. So hold on to your seat.
I already have a White Claw right here. I actually put you guys on mute so I could open my White Claw and you didn't hear me.
Oh, I wanted to hear that going right into the microphone, and then we could just yell, "Check your tires." Yep. Carol has joined us here on the podcast. I am well aware that I have not sent you your package yet, and I am working on that. I had to restart my drawing because I screwed it all up because I am not what you would call an artist. So I got sad, but now I'm going to redo it and get that off to you hopefully this week, as well as your friendship bracelet. I am not wearing
mine.
That's
been ready for a long time.
That has been ready for a long time.
That's what I really want, Amanda, is the bracelet.
I'm the one holding this up. I had my friendship bracelet on again yesterday, and I fell asleep with it again, and the spiders came back, and I had to take it off again because it freaks me the hell off. I also can't wear my wedding ring while I'm sleeping because it also freaks me out.
Are you planning on taking a nap? He just took his wedding ring off.
Well, now I started talking about it. It freaked me out. So,
I take my ring off to sleep too.
I only put my wedding ring on to sleep.
Well, as we discussed in a previous episode, Amanda is wearing that ring in memoriam to her black widowed husband, R.I.P. Whatever your name was. You weren't around long enough for me to learn it. But yeah, so it's been a good weekend. Weather turned around for us. It's warming back up. It's going to be like close to 80 this week and then back down to 50. So
I actually got out and mowed yesterday.
I actually mowed as well, Bubby. It was getting a little sketchy up there in the front yard.
Yeah.
The backyard has no grass, and I bought some seed to go with that one as well. So it's going along.
Asking for trouble.
Now, Carol, as you're new to the podcast, as is the standard operation of this podcast, we did not bother discussing anything that was going to happen on this podcast before it started. Do you have some stories to talk about on this podcast?
I'm sure that as the podcast progresses,
okay, you'll just hop in.
I will find stories to tell.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a little business up here in the front, and then we'll get to get to the general shenanigans. So, as has been a running topic conversation of the podcast here the last couple of weeks, first of all, Amanda's already on her phone and browsing TikTok and Hinge and whatever else she's Bumble, whatever she's on over there. The discussion of irrational fears.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was being ganged up on. So I went to the internet.
It's probably an irrational fear.
Yeah, it's also probably irrational fear. But I went to the internet, which is our Facebook group, and I posted a poll. And on this poll, I said, do you have any irrational fears? No, I'm Team Amanda Bubby. Yes, I'm Team Thor. Or I didn't listen to that episode. I'm Team Tyler. So
what did you vote?
I voted I am team me. Okay. Now, there were only two people who voted on Team Amanda. And surprisingly, both of those peoples are members of your family.
Oh, that's because they're the only ones that like me.
And I got 5 votes for Team Thor and 1 vote for Team Tyler.
It's probably because all my family goes to therapy. We've dealt with all that.
But I just want you all to know that even though you try to make me feel this way, I am not actually alone in this. So thank you, internet friends.
Glad you found your people.
Right, for helping me out on this one and joining Team Thor. So to kick things off, Tyler sent a picture, by the way. I don't know if you saw it or not. We discussed the coffee napkin situation, and he actually had taken a picture of that. So that will be posted with last week's episode, this week, the last episode that everyone listened to. That'll be up in the Facebook book as well.
The mug.
That's one that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of pictures that are going to go up this for the past episode.
Did you see the picture I posted?
Yes, I got all those. I got 4 pictures. It's going to be a fun week on the podcast.
I have a question.
You fire in a hole because there is no format here.
Oh, good. So I mailed you another package when I mailed the cereal. Did you ever get that package?
I feel like you did.
Was it, did it have candy bars in it?
It did indeed.
We did. We did an episode. Guess who's not listening to the podcast?
Did I miss the candy bars?
You missed the candy bars because we talked about the candy bars for like...
I was out of town, I think.
Yeah, the first third...
Oh, it was mainly for Amanda because she had never tried them.
And I didn't...
Oh, good news.
Nobody gave me one.
I still have them and we can do it right now. Bubby, that white box that's sitting on the...
that's
over
for
there,
you, Amanda, all day.
Okay.
Is got friendship bracelets and 0 bars in it. So it's very exciting.
Nice.
It's a good box. So Bubby's going to bring that over here to the table.
Oh.
Bubby, grab one and I'll split one with you.
It's a big boy.
It is a big boy. There we go. So we're looping back around, kids.
There's 3 in there.
I know. I don't. I'm not going to. You going to eat a whole one?
I'll split with you.
Okay. I cannot eat.
You're not going to eat a whole one, yeah.
I'm not going to eat a whole one. I just haven't had dinner yet. I haven't had anything since like 10 o'clock today. So I'm probably going to crash halfway through this episode after eating this. So this is the 0 bar. Mm-hmm. Amanda's never had the 0 bar. For those of you who listened to the episode, Amanda was on that episode.
I was.
She just wasn't here in person.
I just heard the ASMR.
Right. So a caramel, peanut, almond, and nougat covered in a white fudge is what the 0 bar is. It's not the official candy bar of the podcast, but it's a pretty damn good one. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. We haven't voted yet on the official anything of the podcast yet.
I'm a big fan of the...
Whatchamacallit?
Necco wafers.
Recently, I've gotten into... And I don't really like Nerds, but they're the gummy Nerds.
Nerd ropes?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It's little gummy clusters. It has a little gummy bit, probably a little piece of rope with Nerds on it, and it's so good.
What's it called?
Nerd Clusters.
Nerd Clusters?
Okay. I think so.
Okay. I liked...
Gummy Nerds.
We haven't talked about Nerds. Back in the day, when you get the little tiny box of Nerds for Halloween, I also liked... And this is a hot take here. Hot take, kids. Coming in here. Hold on. Hot take. Oh, damn it. I turned the thing down. I liked it when you got the box of raisins in with your Halloween candy, and I did not want the raisins. I wanted the box. because if you took the box and you put it in your mouth so that your mouth is on the open end and you blew, it was like a whistle. It just made this high-pitched, like, screaming noise. Mm. Bubba, you don't know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. And the Nerds boxes were kind of the same way, except for they were littler. So I liked getting that box candy because you could turn it into an annoying whistle. And
you can still get Nerds and your Sonic slush.
Nope. First of all, nope. Second of all,
I'm just saying you can't.
Nope. Third of, you know what's worse than that though is that Sonic ice cream. I don't think it's real ice cream. I've gotten it a couple times, and each time I felt a little sick after I ate the Sonic ice cream. Sonic, you're on blast. I like your corn dogs. You make a mean sweet tea, but meh. So,
Zero Bar.
Do you like the Zero Bar? Give us a review of the Zero Bar here.
It's good.
High quality. She puts in all
I
the
like
content.
Amanda. She's straight into the point.
Yeah, she puts in a lot of content. We got
she
an
does
hour.
Not mince words.
We got an hour and change to fill here, and Amanda's going to go
There's
with.
There's not even an adjective in there. Yeah. It's like it's good.
It's not very good. It's not kind of good. It's just it's good. Now she's going to choke to death on it.
Choking on it.
Carol killed Amanda.
I died.
Sorry.
Carol killed Amanda.
I killed her with the Zero Bar.
You
oh
found,
my God.
You found the poison one.
Give her Malort. No,
that'll learn you. Yeah, you found the poison one. Good job. Mm. One of them was not for consumption.
Wow.
She is going to go down. I don't think she's going to make it.
I'm good.
You oh, my God.
Inhale that? What happened there?
I don't know.
It's the nougat.
It's the nougat. It's always the nougat.
Nougat tricked me up.
All right, so I got a couple stories here. All right, let's start with the most recent one. It was daylight savings time. And normally, I don't give a rat's ass about daylight savings time. Right? It comes, it goes, things happen, things don't happen. We all move on with our lives. For some reason, this last one jacked up my day. Just 100% ruined my entire day.
Was that yesterday?
That was Sunday, yeah. So Sunday morning, I get up. I do my usual routine, you know, kind of lounge. It's Sunday, so, you know, you lounge around a little bit, play on the iPad, you know, watch some TikTok videos.
Some of us have to go to work.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Boo. Work. But anyway, so as a dink, you know what a dink is, Bubby? A dink is dual income, no kids. That's what I currently am. Not for my wife's like a dragon, but... So late around, blah, blah, blah. Look up see what time it is, thinking, okay, you know, it's getting kind of brunchy time. I'm going to have, it was like 12:30, 1 o'clock already. And I was like, what happened?
Where did this day go?
I already lost half the day. And then I got up and I got dressed and we took the dogs down to run at the creek and what have you. And I got back and it was like 5:30. And I was like, this entire day is gone. I don't know what happened. Damn, daylight savings time didn't just get an hour this year. It got the whole day. So very upset about that.
It hit me a little harder this morning than yesterday because I always have to get up early on Sunday, of course. But
right.
This morning, I didn't even wake up till 8 o'clock.
Oh, that must be nice.
What time am I supposed to be at work?
8:04.
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Did you make it?
No.
All right.
By 8:45.
Oh, come on, bub. Did you shower today?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got up and you got showered.
I showered, got dressed, and left.
It ain't old school college days where you just throw on the jeans you were wearing yesterday.
No.
Okay.
I'm adult now.
Good. No, you're not because you didn't get to work till 8:45. But
I blame it on time change.
All right, that's a good call. Just blame the time change. Now, Bubba, you've been in this town a while. Have we talked about Woody P. Snow Monster
at Andy's?
In life, yes. On the podcast, no.
Okay, I was very confused there.
I'm like, I know.
So Woody P. Snow.
I know who that is.
Used to be a radio DJ here in the greater Springfield area. He's not a DJ anymore. It's Woody and Janet. And Janet's still floating around somewhere, but Woody, not so much. I don't think he's dead, but I just don't think he's a DJ anymore. Anyway, he used to have a bit every year where he would go, hey, don't forget daylight savings time's coming up. So remember, if you see a snake, you spring back. And if you trip, you're going to fall forward. So remember, fall forward, spring back. And you do this every year. Yeah, no, that's 100% wrong. You're correct. Well, you're over there shaking your head.
No.
Now you do it every year.
And I do it every year now because I heard him do it. So he would do that and he would just stick to the bit. Okay. So people would call in and they would be so mad at him. And they would yell at him that he was wrong and he was going to screw everybody up. And he'd go, no, no, no. It's easy to remember. You know, you see a snake, you spring back, spring back. And so he'd do it every single year. And people would still just fall for the bit and they'd call in and they'd yell and they'd call in and they'd yell. So one year I did it to friend of the podcast, Jane. And I said it for like 3 weeks before
they made her believe it.
Yeah, I just committed to the bit and I just kept saying it over and over and over again. And Jane, as we know, but as the listeners may or may not know, is habitually late to work. Like, we used to have a game called What Time's Jane Gonna Get to Work? And the rules are it doesn't start till the first hour's gone by. And after that, you get two guesses. You get one guess at what time you think she's gonna show up. Price is Right rules apply, so closes without going over. If it passes a second hour and everybody's guess has been passed, then you get to guess again, but you get two guesses the second hour. After that, you have to call her, see if she's actually coming in. If she says she's coming in, you restart the game. Okay? So that's what time's Jane coming in. That's a game we used to play. So I set it for like 3 weeks. Spring back, fall forward, spring back, fall forward, spring back. Just trying to drive it into her brain. I get a text message. We're supposed to be at work at like 9. I get a text message at like 7:55. You son of a bitch.
There is everyone.
What have you done? And she had gotten to work 2 hours early. The first time in the history of her life, she got to work 2 hours early. And she was so mad at me.
So, making up for the whole time she missed.
Right? Yeah, not even close. But no. At least it was a start, right? I think she's back working out there again.
Yeah, last I saw.
Yeah, she worked at the same place that we all met, including friend Carol. Also met. We all met at the same place of business, which we don't mention on the podcast. So the first time we met Carol, was for for those who I don't know if we've ever talked about your profession, Carol. On the podcast, she is a professional carny with the subcategory of magician. So her and her lovely husband are professional magicians. You can plug yourselves if you want or not. I don't really care.
We talked about her dancing with Elvis.
Right. But she is a singer and a dancer.
Yes. And very good.
And a magician. A jack of all trades, triple threat, as the kids say.
Master of none.
That's the way to do it right there. I've seen the people who master magic.
I'm a good BSer, that's it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the people who master magic, and so probably just to be tertiary related to that shenanigans. But yeah, so we met her doing a magic show, and we did that for several years, and then they left and then came back and did several more years with us. So we've known Carol for quite some time. We're glad to have her here on the podcast.
Yes, and Amanda and I have both painted your cabinets.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Kitchen as well. Yeah. We have all kinds of skills in this group.
Right, yeah. At one point I was redoing my kitchen, and Amanda and Carol were very gracious enough to come in and help with the remodel of that kitchen, painted it up real nice and pretty. And then I tore all of that out right before I moved so that I could sell that house, because that house was not in the best of shape when I left. I had to tear out a wall and get some guys in there to fix some flooring. And
yeah, I remember that.
The tub might have sunk into the basement a little bit and had to fix all that too. Man. Yeah, there was some stuff going on. It was an old house, and the guy in for it died in that house. And so it was a little haunted. And what are you going to do? It was a good location, though. That was the really selling point of that house. Was
on the golf course.
Right on a golf course. So it was real nice. By the way, daylight savings time, done screwed up my day. Bubby, what you got over there?
I got nothing. We just did this, on Friday?
Yeah. Come on now. Don't ruin the magic here.
So on my way here, there was a guy on a motorcycle, and I knew I was going to mention this.
So you did have something, and you're just jacking with me.
I was trying to catch up to him because he had a helmet on that
was it a chicken?
Fuzzy animal.
Was it yellow?
No, it was like gray and it had ears, and I was trying to see what it was. I even had my phone ready to take a picture, but I couldn't catch up to him because there was a car in front of me. And it looked like maybe a raccoon from the backside, but I couldn't tell.
All right, so on my way home, I passed a man in a fuzzy helmet driving on a motorcycle, but it was not a raccoon. It was a chicken.
Chicken.
So apparently that's a thing now.
Yeah. Yeah. You can buy helmets with furry animals or feathered animals.
You think those are furry? You think those people are furries? You think they're like, they're dressing up like wolves on the weekend, you know, or like big giant cats or something?
They do it on the motorcycle.
Right.
I thought that was funny.
You know much about the furry community, Bummy? Are you a member of the furry
community? I'm not.
Okay.
Just the Illuminati.
Just the Illuminati. Amanda, you met any fur? You ever met any furries?
I think so.
Oh, really? Where? I'm curious now. Where did you meet? Because I've never met
Amanda gets out.
Oh, I know Amanda gets out. Amanda gets, as the kids say, Amanda gets around. but where did I? I'm curious where you met a furry.
I don't remember.
This podcast is going awesome.
I know that friend Ted, I believe, met one.
I could buy that friend Ted was
one. No.
Okay.
But I believe that friend Ted met one at a job fair.
Oh, just like...
This year.
came in and applied for a job.
I think so.
In the outfit?
No.
Oh, because that would have been awesome.
But I think dropped like a hint.
Okay. Because that's... If you're going to commit, like that's a good way... Like. Just show up in the cost. Show up in the outfit. Yeah. Like this is my fursona. That's what they call it, fursona.
Did they put it on the application?
Maybe under special skills. Just
extra activities.
Extra activities.
In the line of work I do,
the entertainment industry, we can say.
Yeah, you, and especially sometimes I deal with people that I pay to dress up in costume characters.
Not furries, though.
No, but sometimes I think that line is a little blurred.
Oh, I'm sure that line is a little blurred.
I think so.
I've been working in the entertainment industry for 30-some years now. Never once have I met a furry. And I'm a little disappointed in myself.
I think you probably have. You just didn't know it.
That's true. You meet all kinds of people. You never know.
Carol?
Yes?
Have you ever run across anybody...
Don't say run across. That makes it sound like...
Ran across?
Ran
over?
Ran over? Hit with your car? Did you...
Speaking of a cross, I have a good cross story for you.
Okay. This will be fun.
Yeah, Peter and I actually, talking about like animals on motorcycles, we did see a guy dressed in, twice in my life, one was in a bear costume.
Oh.
And he was actually a friend of ours who we were driving to his house. He lived in Springfield, actually. And he has a farm in Springfield. And he met us. It was the first time coming to his house. And he met us at the front of his driveway on like a dirt bike dressed in a bear costume.
Is this anybody I know?
His wife, they're carnies as well. Because, I mean, all of our friends are carnies.
Yeah, no, carnies, no carnies.
His wife is a human cannonball, so she's the lady at motocrosses and things like that. That's shot across the crowd in a literal cannon. Like, she's literally shot across.
I'm going to need more detail here.
And he's the guy, and I will send you video. He actually goes into a box and blows himself up with pyro.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those guys before. Like, at baseball games and stuff, you'll see him.
Correct. That is the family that they are.
So both of them, high intensity job activities there.
Yes, we worked with them for 7 months in Myrtle Beach. We did a show with them.
Okay.
And it was inside a theater, and she actually in the theater shot herself across the theater.
That's pretty good.
And landed on a net over the audience. It was pretty crazy.
All right, if I can find it, recently saw a TikTok video of a human cannonball indoor. Like for the Abu Ben circus or whatever, who may have overshot the net. And by overshot it, I mean didn't even come close to hitting it. And that was, that's the danger. I mean, you know, when you decide to become a human cannonball.
Ruin their weekend.
Oh, I got to imagine. Just
a little.
You saw that dude flying. You don't see the moment where he realizes that net ain't going to be where it's supposed to be. But you see him just kind of disappear off into the darkness of that venue. And you're like, oh, that is going to be a rough landing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like those motors.
So, yeah, they're thrill seekers. And Then the other sighting of an animal on a motorcycle was at Halloween, so it's expected. But Peter and I were on vacation. We were up in Boston just this last year, and we were at a light in the city of Boston. We looked to our left, and there's a guy in a gorilla suit. And he's, I do have pictures of that. And he's just like looking at us like, hey, what's up? Right. We're just like, not much.
Just out in my gorilla suit driving around.
Correct. Correct. So that was pretty cool.
Was it cold? Was the weather cold? You know, 'cause I could
see. Was October in Boston, so, you know, it was a little chilly.
A little chilly, but, yeah, maybe he's just trying to stay warm. He goes, I don't know where my coat is, so I'm going to have to wear this today. Going to the office looking like that.
But my cross story, I'll tell it real quick.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Get on it.
So Peter and I were working in Japan many years ago. I think it was like 2000. And, you know, they have a lot of the same traditions that we do. And it was Christmas time, and everything was decorated for Christmas. But they don't quite understand necessarily the Christian traditions of Christmas. And sometimes they get a little confused. And so we were at a department store, and they had a Santa on the cross.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see how you get those two things confused.
Santa on the cross.
I was what? Like,
yeah.
You they know. Tried.
Because, you know, oh, you know, because it's Jesus' birthday, right? And Jesus died on the cross. And who shows up on Christmas? Santa
baby
Claus does.
Jesus.
Well, baby Jesus. Yeah. But who shows up more is Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
So they just probably figure, you know, that's old Jesus.
Maybe they just dressed Jesus up as Santa.
Oh, you think it's just Jesus underneath that beard?
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. We're going to just combine all the number one hits of Christmas into one display here.
Well, Jesus is born, and then he lives a life. And then the next Christmas rolls around, and he gets excited and dresses up as this in the Santa outfit for Christmas.
And then here comes
for his birthday.
What do they do for Easter?
And then here comes Pontius Pilate.
Yeah.
Pontius Pilate sneaks in there, ruining Christmas. Thanks for nothing, Pontius Pilate. Guess what you're getting for Christmas, Cole?
It makes sense.
Those are mine.
No, I could buy that. All right. If you've got any complaints about this particular thing, you can write us at the podcast at sawfishandchips@gmail.com. I'm sure this will garner a letter or two.
Just correct me. That's
fine. Correct us. Tell us what we're missing there.
Don't shoot the messenger. That's all I'm saying.
Right? No, you just saw the thing. You didn't put Santa up on that cross.
I did not.
You just like, I didn't. I'm pretty sure that Santa Claus on that cross up there. That's all you did.
Correct. That's right.
Speaking of animals on motorcycles, I'm guessing we're going to go. Yeah, I got a story too. I don't want to tell you. Back in the day, my dad used to work for a guy. He's a veterinarian. And so this guy was a veterinarian, owned his own practice. And he had a motorcycle and he had a dog that he loved. It was a Rottweiler, big old Rottweiler, right? And so he built a sidecar. And this is back in like the 80s, 90s, somewhere in there, like 80s. It would have been the 80s at this point. And he got a motorcycle sidecar that he had custom fit for this dog and had a little windshield on it and what have you. And that dog would just ride around in that sidecar. They just tool all around town in that sidecar, him and that big old Rottweiler, just cruising around enjoying life. So there's good. That's a good
dog one. Living his best life.
No, psh, that's the way you do it right there, right?
Yeah.
You just cruising around, got a dog in a sidecar. Bubby, you ain't putting your dog in no sidecar.
I know.
You ain't taking him nowhere. Right?
I'll take him and leave him.
No, come on. You love that dog.
Buddy. Yeah.
Parker loves that dog.
What kind of dog is it, Buffy? I can't remember.
It is half lab, half...
Dachshund.
Oh, no.
Chupacabra.
It's a...
Mountain lion.
It's a short-legged dog.
Corgi. Corgi.
Sure. Why not?
Basset Hound.
Actually, that's it.
Wow.
Weird.
Basset Hound.
Yeah. Does it got the big old ears and like the droopy?
The lab head with short legs.
I think I need a picture.
Yeah, you got to post a picture of this dog, Bubby. Put the picture of that dog on the Facebook group because everybody wants to see this dog. What's that dog's name?
Castor.
Like the oil?
Yes. We've had this discussion before.
I'm pretty sure we've had this discussion. Castor.
I've definitely heard this. I'm taking another drink. I've heard this story.
Yeah drink. So I'll be honest with you. A lot of things are new to me every day. So Alzheimer's is a bitch. I don't know what to tell you.
Were you there for that? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Me too.
Bobby's just showing pictures on his phone now. And this riveting podcasting for everyone at home.
Well, it's not necessary. I want everybody to see that picture.
It's Bubby buck naked.
It's not.
Running down Interstate 44.
With a parrot on his head.
With a parrot on his head and a can of paint. And he's just swiping cars with that can of paint as they go by.
All right. That may or may not happen.
So I mentioned a few episodes ago now that my sister Caroline had some things to add to the bingo game.
Okay, yes.
And I remembered them and made a list.
Okay, we need you post this in the Slack when you get done with it so I can add it to the bingo card.
Okay.
I have an actual bingo card that I will post once it's full.
The world's ending.
That's the name. That big ass motorcycle is.
So the first one is every time I say nope.
Oh, that's somebody's going to get drunk on this episode. She's going down. That zero bar is still getting at her.
It is. And every time Thor says, for those of you playing along at home.
Oh, okay. I'll grant you that one.
Like every episode.
Yeah, like every episode.
And every time Amanda hurts Thor's feelings.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry for you people who are going to be playing this drinking game because you are going to get wrecked if that's one of the qualifications.
We don't have to put them on there.
Those are good ones.
Is it what they do for the bingo card? Every time something happens, they drink?
Sure.
You have a bingo card, okay? And if you...
If someone plays and they get a bingo, if they get a blackout bingo, the first one, they can get a friendship bracelet.
Okay. If you get a blackout...
I'll send it. We won't make Thor do it.
If you get a blackout bingo, first of all, you're going to be blackout drunk.
Sure. It doesn't have to be necessarily in one episode.
I got to figure out a way to randomize the squares so that you can... So people can play, get their own like personal bingo card. Because if everyone has the same bingo card, then everybody's going to get bingo at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to figure out that, but... Right now, I'm just filling in the squares, and we'll work our way up from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when you get a bingo square, Bubby, you drink. And then if you get a line, you got to chug the rest of your drink. And if you get the blackout, you just lay down on the floor and try not...
Because you're drunk.
Yeah, and if you get the blackout, just lay down on the floor and try not to die. That's how that's going to work. College rules apply. If you fall asleep on the toilet, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
There's
no story to go with that. Oh. It's literally just, I'm just talking to my ass.
That was high school for some of us.
Oh, Bubby.
All right, Bubby.
Wow.
Because it's been floating around on TikTok here recently, I'm going to ask, what was your, in high school, what was your alcohol that you could get or the one that you would want? As a Gen Xer, I know what the answer should be.
I'm trying to think of the name of
As
it
do
back
I.
then.
It costs about $2 a bottle, Carol.
Uh-huh.
Comes in many colors and flavors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. We'll get to that in a second. I want to hear what Bubby's answer is here.
It was wine coolers. Seagram's.
Bartles and James?
Bartles and James. That's it.
Okay. Carol, that's not what we're talking about, is it?
No.
It's the Mad Dog, isn't it? Were you talking?
I was talking about either Zima or Boone's Farm.
I was thinking Boone's Farm.
So there was a girl in my college who's, let's just put air quotes around the word price, was a bottle of Boone's Farm apple wine.
Oh.
And she would get wrecked on a bottle of Boone's Farm apple wine. But for me, it was the Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but for me, it was two bottles.
It was two bottles. For me, it was a case. And everybody at home can go ahead and drink because Amanda made me feel bad about myself again. Jackass. No, Mad Dog 2020 would have been like what everyone at when I was growing up, that was the... Because it was cheap. It was like $2 a bottle. And it's a fortified wine, so it'll jack your day up. And it does not taste as good coming up as it did going down. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. And like the millennials and zennials and stuff have just discovered Mad Dog 2020. And they're like ripping it up on TikTok. I'm like, kids.
Are they really?
Yeah. And I'm like, kids, this is not a route you should be going down because there's nothing good at the end of that road. Just sadness.
When I should have been in college, I like
that setup.
Well, it's not when I was in college. It's when I should have been in college. I don't know. I went to a friend's house or something, and they had Bacardi 151.
Oh, you're going big boy there.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
I was going to say, I don't remember the rest of the evening.
But I do remember drinking it out of the bottle. And it, yep. So it has like that little metal grate on it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so I drink it out of the bottle. And still to this day, if I have too much to drink, that is all I taste. Oh, it's the Bacardi 151.
Even if you're not drinking it.
Yeah. It's just, I have not had it since.
When you're like, oh, I'm not feeling so good. Yeah. I think it's Bacardi. Ooh. And you're like, you didn't have Bacardi. And you're like, I had Bacardi once.
It is. Yeah. It's coming back.
I know people who can't drink orange juice anymore because they drank too many screwdrivers. And then now that is not a thing. Mm. No, not that one. Could have been, but it's not that one. But the people I have known in the past are like that.
She's graduated to mimosas.
Right. No, that is the drink of choice at the family events is that friggin' mimosas, dude. Mm-hmm. Sparkling wine and not for me.
Didn't you say, weren't you going to have a story about mimosas?
Maybe. About the bar.
Sure.
So, okay. So, drink. For those of you playing along at home, you'll know that I have a fascination with the bar that is at Hy-Vee and the fact that it has all the alcohol and all the drinks and all the signs, but I've never
No bartender.
I've never seen once somebody drinking there. So we're there the other day. It's a couple weeks ago. We were there having lunch. As much like Bubby goes to Chipotle on Mondays, we usually end up at the Hy-Vee on Mondays because it's like $6 for the orange chicken special. And they got a new thing they're doing where you get the fortune cookie, and inside the fortune cookie, there's a prize and you can turn that in for something. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's just a free drink, which is good. I got like a container of strawberries one time.
Nice.
A friend of mine, Scott, got a free Froyo today. I got an 8-count of Hy-Vee hamburger buns that I went ahead and just threw that piece of paper in the trash because I did not need an 8-count of Hy-Vee hamburger buns.
That's free food.
It is free food, but I'm good. They're just going to
fed the ducks.
You're not supposed to feed bread to the ducks. The ducks will die if you feed bread to them.
Or the homeless people on the street.
Yeah, you can just drive by it outside your house.
Somebody drive by and whip it at us if I'm going by. Hamburger bun, wah. Hamburger bun, wah. So we're over at the Hy-Vee, and we're sitting there. And I like to sit where I'm facing the bar because there are two big TVs behind the bar. And I can watch usually a baseball game from somewhere in the late 80s to early 90s. That they're rerunning on like ESPN 5.
Okay.
And then some sort of talk show is going on. So I can sit. There's no volume. I can't hear anything.
Of course.
But I can watch the baseball game and pretend like I care. And we're sitting in there one day, and a guy comes in, and he's looking around. There's nobody at the bar. And then he goes and gets somebody, and they come back, and they go behind the bar. And I'm like, it's happening. It's that time. It's finally going to happen. I'm going to see somebody get a drink from this bar. And she's digging around in there, and she's pulling out stuff from the freezer. That's it. And she pulls out. So this just throws off my entire theory of this place, by the way. She pulls out a whole big thing of sliced limes, and she like takes out two limes and puts them in a cup and hands them to this guy. That's all he wanted. And then she puts it back in there, and she leaves. And I'm like, now I'm even more confused because now somebody's coming in the morning and chopping up fresh fruit.
No, those are real old.
Yeah. But I mean, they can only last so long before they like turn into, just shriveled up little nothings.
Yeah.
So somebody's coming in there and restocking that bar, but it's still never open.
Maybe it doesn't hit till like 3 p.m.
But again, they got all the breakfast special mimosas.
Happy hour.
Maybe on the weekends. You don't work on the weekends.
No, but I got to start hanging out there more because I got to see this thing in like action because...
Like a date night to me.
Right? Just 8 o'clock. It's just like go out to dinner and then swing by the Hy-Vee and see if that bar. Come on, we got to go by Hy-Vee. I got to see if this bar is open. If it is, we're getting drunk.
The Price Cutter by my house has a bar and they have the cheapest beers in Springfield.
Oh, do they?
Like quality beer.
Is it open all the time though?
Yep.
See, this one has a sign that says bar closed. That's like always on the bar. But again, breakfast mimosas, the whole nine yards.
Oh.
I need to go. Maybe I'll try tomorrow.
There you go.
I need to go by like first thing in the morning. I've never been there at like 8:30, 8:45 to see if that bar is open. And it's just like packed out with like.
I bet it's just on the weekends.
soccer moms in there just getting ripped before they drop their kids off at school.
You gotta wait till like 8:45.
No, they've already dropped the kids off.
Oh, dropped the kids off and then
after, for real.
Yeah, they're just all meeting up, getting shit faced.
We don't even have alcohol in our grocery stores.
You're missing out then.
I know.
You're not. There's no way you're gonna get Slipknot in your grocery store if you ain't got alcohol in there.
There are no private messages from people trying to save your soul, and there's no alcohol. See,
that's nothing. That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to step it up there. State that Kara lives in. I don't want to dox you here, so. But do they? I have questions now.
I don't care.
Do you guys have a? Do you guys have a? Is it what's the alcohol policy there? Do you guys have an ABC or do you have?
So we only have alcohol in liquor stores. That's it.
Yeah. So you guys have. You don't have anything in the grocery store or anything like that either.
No gas stations. We do have people that pump our gas. We do not. So that'll really make it easy.
Yeah, you're down to like you're down to like three states at that point.
I don't even know what the other states are. That'd be a good trivia question. I know it's us, but I don't know any other state that does it.
I know there's at least, I think, one more that does it, but I'm not sure which one.
I'm gonna look that up right now.
Okay, you look that up. Yeah, so I'm from Virginia originally, and they don't sell alcohol anywhere except for in the state-run liquor stores. So they're called ABCs, Alcohol Beverage Control. So you have to go to this sad, sad little building, and it's like a concrete square, and it's just rows of all the alcohol that you can purchase legally in the state of Missouri. I mean, not in Missouri, in Virginia, because they can't. There's a lot of alcohols they won't sell in Virginia. Like you can't get like grain alcohol or anything like that. You gotta go to West Virginia if you want some grain alcohol, but you can go to the ABC store, and you go in the ABC store, and you feel bad about being in that, which I think is their point, is what they want. They want you not to feel like you're doing a good thing when you. It's like going into the, you know, when you go to the video back in the day, but you go to the video store and they got that beaded curtain, and you go in the back there and you feel like a pervert going back there. Same thing, but with alcohol. I know you've experienced this. That's why I'm looking at you when I say it.
You ain't wrong,
Bubby. Ain't denying nothing. So yeah, you'd go into there and you get a little shopping cart and you got to go through and get yours. And then they're going to seriously scrutinize your idea. They're like, no. They're looking up and down at you, making sure you're that person. And then they'll begrudgingly sell you some alcohol. Thanks, Virginia. But your state
is the only state that that is illegal to pump your own gas.
Okay. That's fun,
Oregon,
right?
Oregon was the last
Oregon,
state,
yeah.
And they lifted its 72-year-old ban in August of 2023.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's recent that one went away then.
Why can't you pump your own gas?
Because it's illegal, Bubby.
Why?
You're breaking the law if you pump gas.
Why?
Because that's with the law.
Then how come we have to do it?
Because you live in a lawless state, Bubby, where there's no rules.
That's beside where I live.
It says because of the fire hazards directly associated with dispensing fuel, it is in the public interest that gasoline station operators have the control needed over that activity, according to my state. So I guess in New Jersey, we're just not smart enough to pump our own gas.
So apparently, because you guys are going to set yourself on fire. You outed yourself, by the way.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm figured.
Because I'm on White Claw number two.
Yeah, it's a big state. It's going to be hard to find you. They can find my house real easy, as we've established at this point.
Yeah, you've dropped way too many.
Yeah,
days,
I know. I know. Especially now with that damn 7 Brew. Everybody knows where I live. Not that anybody's listening to this podcast anyway, so whatever. What was I going to say? I was talking about, speaking of the dangers of a gasoline fire with your car, my wife's family once tried to blow up a gas station. And
we know.
Huh?
We know.
We've heard drink.
Son of a
drink.
Bit. I'm going to end this. Hold on. Where is it?
Because then I told my story about when I was a little kid and the car caught on fire.
Yeah.
And I
suck. I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like, there's no short-term memory anymore. Like, nothing imprints on my brain anymore.
That's technically long-term, because you told it a while ago.
Yeah, but no, but you have to have short-term to imprint on your brain at some point, right? Or else you're just going to remember the things from when you're high school, and that's it? Something's got to stick, but apparently nothing does. So
those stories do.
Those stories do. All right. Well, I'm going to get to one of the ones I wrote down then.
Castor is on the Facebook, by the way.
Okay.
I want to see. I'm
going on. Facebook.
Oh. Yeah, you just have to show Amanda the picture. Everybody else got Facebook. You should just make a fake account.
That's the principle.
It's the Facebook. Principle of the
it's
thing.
It's the principle.
So I had a discussion with my wife here this last week. And it made me feel old. Bubby, you'll be able to join in on this one.
What, making me feel old?
No. I had to explain to my wife.
I don't have a wife.
How? You don't have a wife, Bubby.
I don't know what else he's talking about.
I had to explain to my wife how records work. Okay? Because growing up, she didn't have a record player or records. And what? Bubby was just making faces.
Well.
Yeah, no.
Who has a record? I don't know.
Kids these days, no, kids don't know what a record is.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about kids. Talking about your wife.
But like anything after like 90 at the latest, people didn't have records anymore.
No, people have records now.
People,
they're coming back.
Douchebags have
records. No, they're coming back.
They're not coming back.
They are coming back.
Stop trying to make fetch a thing.
They are. Hey, Grandpa, they're coming back. No. They're popular.
If anything's coming back, cassette tapes need to come back.
They're working on it.
So
be careful what you ask for.
She was asking me how records worked. And I was like, and I was trying to explain, for those of you who don't know, if there's any youngins listening to this podcast,
there aren't,
there might be, we got a new listener from New Zealand, as a matter of fact, who was tuned in to listen to us.
Hopefully it's Michaela.
I don't know who Michaela is.
I do.
Okay. Hey, Michaela, if it's you, welcome. So they get a big giant piece of plastic wax, as they used to say in the back in the day, but it's plastic, and they cut a groove into it, and it has two sides, a left and a right hand side, and the grooves have little bumps and little valleys and stuff, and all those equate to audio. So if my speaking voice were being recorded, it would record little bumps and grooves, and that would be my voice on there. And then you put a needle in there, and it kind of rides in that groove, and it can produce sound. And all you really need to do is put that needle through like a paper cone, and you can put it in that groove, and then it'll play. And you don't need any technology whatsoever. So it's really kind of like disaster proof. So when the apocalypse comes, you can. Unless you start jumping at the party, then the record's going to skip. So don't do that, because you're going to upset the people trying to get their jam on.
And you're going to break the needle.
And break the needle. Put the needle on the record when the drum beat. Goes like this. So I was trying to explain all this to her, and she goes, but where are the microchips? And I said, what do you mean the microchip? She goes, well, you need microchips to make
process. You got to process
the music. And I was like, no, you don't. You just need that paper cone and a needle, and you can listen. And she accused me of lying to her and trying to spread misinformation, like wanting to hear her, which I've done in the past. I'll be real honest. I have told her lies to see if they would come back around and she would tell the same lie, thinking it was the truth, because I'm bad people. But in this case, I was not. But she did not believe me that that's all you needed to listen to a record and there had to be some sort of microchip involved. And I kept saying, when they invented this back in the ye olde days, Thomas Edison and what have you, they didn't have no microchips.
You can still buy a record player today.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was your wife in a cult?
Possibly.
In her formative years?
No, the problem...
My sisters are younger than her, and they
The problem is the NICSA education system.
Oh.
They kind of skipped over...
I forgot.
They skipped over a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
At some point, because there's some things that I have found that the people from NICSA don't know.
We need Tyler here. If he knows, then we'll know.
But Tyler knows, because Tyler is a... He likes audio and fidgeting with all that.
Your wife did that stuff.
No, she's a stage manager. She manages people, which is what she still does to this day. Oh. Starting with me.
She gets paid for it.
Yeah, that's what she gets paid for, managing me. She's a professional manager. But microchips.
She was in a cult.
Or maybe she was in a cult. I'm not sure. There's
like
a lot
that
of...
Kimmy Schmidt that was in like the bunker.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the TV show?
I think so.
Unsinkable, Incredible.
I think I only watched like an episode. I don't stick with stuff for long.
No. What's the one show that you? What minus the one show I know you've watched back to back a million times. What show had did you go the deepest dive into? Like, what was the, what show, like multiple season show was like your jam?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I really have one.
Okay.
I'm currently watching The Bachelor.
Oh.
I'm not sure why.
What season? Like, are you starting from the beginning?
Season?
Okay.
No.
You just go back and start with season
one.
Well,
I think
Bachelor.
I told you, like, I was watching The Traitors, which is a show I really liked.
Wait, I don't know what The Traitors is.
Oh, maybe I didn't tell you.
You did not tell me.
So The Traitors is a show on Peacock.
Okay.
And it takes place in Scotland. Alan Cumming is the host.
Fancy.
Love him. So
I've seen this.
Yeah. So there's like,
Oh yeah. I know what we're talking about now. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, both seasons of the US Traitors.
Oh, there's a British and a US is like The Office.
Yes.
There's an Australian and,
oh no.
But anyway, in the US ones, they've had two bachelors on there. Each season has had a previous bachelor,
an ex-bachelor.
And one of them I really liked and the other one I didn't like at all. And I was like, I want to know what they were like on The Bachelor. Like, okay, if they were the same or if it's just a show that makes
the
them
one you liked
horrible.
Or the one you didn't like?
Both.
Oh, so you've watched both their seasons then? Or you're going
no,
to?
I can't watch one of the seasons.
Oh, because you hate that dude?
Well, I don't like him, but I want to see him on The Bachelor. But I can't, like, they don't have all of The Bachelor seasons on
You got to buy the box
Hulu
set.
Or whatever, yeah.
Box sure. set of The Bachelor. You think they got a box set of The Bachelor?
I don't think they do box sets anymore.
We're
drink.
Old.
We are right? old. Drink. Amanda made me sad again. Drink. Bobby,
Amanda, what is The Traitors? Because I don't know what it is.
Okay. So there's like 20 people. In the US ones, they're all like celebrities. But they like come together in this house. And their goal is to compete to win money to put in a pot. And at the end, whoever's left at the end wins the money.
Can they like knock each other out?
Yes. So every day, well, at the beginning of the competition, there are a few people that are chosen as traitors. And the traitor's goal is to get rid of everyone else, because if there's a traitor at the end of the game, then the traitor steals all the money.
Oh. So you got to find the traitor.
Yeah. So the
And kick out regular people, too.
So the faithfuls are the regular people.
Okay. But you want to kick them out, too, because you want them
yes.
not to be around at the
yes.
end.
So the faithful people are... every day there's a banishment, and so they get together, and this group of people who has no rhyme or reason, like no concrete evidence to go off of anything, because you don't really know if someone's a traitor or not, and you're all want to win money for the pot, so they're just like guessing, just accusing each other of whatever.
This is like, did you ever play that game called Killer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's similar to that.
Like, or like the video game
Among
Us. It
feels like Killer slash Big Brother.
Yes.
Slash Survivor.
Yes. Like, and it's
okay.
It's my favorite of all of like the reality stuff I've watched. But and then so they the group banishes someone. Person with the most votes goes home. And every night the traitors, there's more than one. They get together each night and they murder someone.
Okay, so they know who all the traitors are. All
yes.
the traitors
the
know
traitors
each other.
The traitors know who each other are.
Okay.
So and then they together.
They don't actually murder them though, right? Because that makes for some TV right
no,
there.
No, they send them a letter that says, you've been murdered.
You've been murdered.
Enjoy your trip home.
But it's good. I really like it.
All right, so the internet once came up with a TV show that I really wanted to watch, but no one's ever made it. And this is, you get 10 guys in a house, okay? And 9 of the guys are gay, and one of them is straight, but he has to pretend to be gay. And they have to try to figure out who the straight guy is, and they're kicking people out. And if they manage to kick out the straight guy, then all the gay guys win the money. And if the straight guy makes it to the last two, then he takes home all the money.
Oh.
The twist is, they're all straight, okay? So,
are you sure this hasn't been on MTV?
Yeah, 100%. But they're all pretending to be gay, and they think everybody else is gay except for them. But it turns out they're all just straight at the end.
Weird.
And that is a genius idea for a show, and I would watch 10 seasons of that.
Carol, have you ever watched The Bachelor?
You ever been on The Bachelor?
I have. So I have not watched The Bachelor. Okay. I had a friend that was on The Bachelor as one of the women she was cast on there, which I found to be super ironic. Of course, I was like, what was it like? You know, what was the thing?
Yeah.
And ironically, she went on there and she was in like a serious committed relationship.
Oh, that's fun for him.
Right? But she was trying to just like get ahead as an actress.
Oh.
So she thought it would be like, yeah, so she thought it would be like good exposure. And then I had another friend that's a really good friend of mine that was on Big Brother.
Yeah.
And he was on recently and he was cast as like the evil person on there. He had a really bad rap, which was really sucky because he's a really nice guy. But he told me all sorts of things with the producers and stuff about like how you couldn't drink and like the reward at the end of every week was like a drink, a glass of wine, or like it was like they were very limited in alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
They had no contact with the real world. He like still till this day says he has like PTSD from filming that because he was on there for like 6 or 7 episodes. And then before you even get on it, you have to like isolate for like 2 weeks before you're even there.
I love Big Brother.
I can't imagine that show though. If they could just drink freely. Yeah. Like if they could just get, because you're trapped in that the house with those people for an extended period of time.
Long time.
And they're all trying to screw you over.
I don't know if they changed the rules. Like they may have had alcohol in the beginning and maybe they realized that was a bad idea. But
on
his episodes or on his season, they definitely had no alcohol. Like I asked him questions. First of all, I still till this day when they told I worked with this guy. He's actually an Elvis impersonator as well. And they said you're going to work with this guy. He was on Big Brother. I was like, oh no, he's a reality star. He's going to be like, I thought I'm in for it. But he's super nice guy. In the end, he's a super great guy. And so I always ask him, but I still, till this day, never watch any of his episodes.
Oh, I think so.
Just because you don't want to like get mad at him for being a jerk.
Well, yeah, because I think they made it up to make him look really bad on the show, and he's such a great guy. So I feel bad for him, but yeah, it was the stuff he told me was crazy. Like the rules. Yeah,
I just don't understand what like. I guess maybe just to like try to get another job, but I don't understand the draw of like being on The Bachelor. Like,
because you're going to find true love.
I don't.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Well, as someone who doesn't believe in true love, that's going to be your first problem with this show.
I know.
I got to believe that.
Ironically, Amanda, of all people, watches The Bachelor. No, but you know.
Actually, you should go on The Bachelor and win it just to stab somebody in the heart right at the very end.
I think it happens
a lot. In my household, Peter actually watches The Bachelor. I catch him watching The Bachelor.
That does not surprise me even a little bit.
Seriously? I like, seriously, Peter, you watch this? And he's like, it's like a car wreck. He's like, I can't turn
around. Yeah, I agree with that.
There used to be a reality TV show. I think it was British. And they would take like 10 people and lock them in a tiny ass room. Like each one in their own little pod, in their own little room. And the goal of this game is to stay in that room as long as possible. And the only thing there was like a robot computer lady voice that would talk to them and like give them like the challenges and stuff. And this robot computer lady would torture the shit out of these people. Like for the next 24 hours, the lights are just going to constantly blink and this alarm's going to go off.
Yeah.
Or
I think this sounds like an experiment they just decided to put on
100%. And there's like 6 seasons of this show and I watched all of them and there's no way I'm surviving this show. Like I'm out, because you get like this meal bar is all they're feeding you to. It's like it has all your nutrients that you need for the entire day in it and it tastes like poo. And so they just torture these poor people and then they'll have like competitions.
Do they get money?
They do get money if you make it all the way to the end.
Yeah.
But only one guy's getting the money. So like one of the competitions is we're just going to walk in a circle around the outside of this room. And then everyone eventually will have to quit. So like we're going to do this competition and everyone eventually is going to have to quit this competition. We're going to make it bad enough that you're going to quit. The question is, did you quit first? So you don't know if everybody else has already quit. True. So you could be going for like 3 more hours just torturing yourself when everybody else is out. Yeah. And they just keep showing your ass out there just doing the one dumb thing over. Like count this giant pile of rice and put it into piles of 100. And every hour we're going to take and double check your work or whatever. And like 4 dudes are out and you're just there 6 hours later just moving little pieces of rice over. And the rest of them are sleeping. This show was a nightmare to be on, but it was amazing to watch. I'll try to remember the name. If I find a link to it, I'll post it on the Facebook because I don't remember the
name.
Is
it on Netflix?
The Chamber? It might have been called The Chamber. I'll look that up.
We'll just watch it on.
This is going to be like BBC America, something along those lines. This was an import show for sure.
All right.
But I watched that.
It was not in America or else they would have been sued for negligence.
Right, yes. No, 100%. Like, and if it was Americans, they would have lost their shit and started ripping the walls apart too. So yes. Wild animals, all of us. But that was
did
one.
Did you guys watch The Jury? One?
No. What's the...
you know about that
I do not even know this one.
You don't know this whole thing? Amanda, do you know this one?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to remember. It sounds familiar.
It's kind of a documentary, but basically the whole premise is it's a subsidiary of like Prime probably, but I think it's on Freevo.
Freevee.
Yeah, and basically it's this guy that is brought into what he thinks is the filming of a live jury hearing a trial. And he's on the jury. And he is one guy amongst this whole jury. And in the jury, there's actually, like, they're all actors. The entire thing is preset. And they all, it's like a scripted thing, but they're scripting it to a point where, obviously they can't control what he's going to do or say.
Right.
But they've scripted, like, scenarios around him.
Weird.
And they take him out to a restaurant. And then, like, there's another situation where, one of the actors is actually a famous actor from movies, and he's actually part of the jury, but he's himself. He plays himself, and he acts like a big deal in it. Anyway, long story short, this whole like trial happens, and at the end, they finally come clean to this guy that it's all a ruse, and they actually give him a huge amount of money for doing this, and now he's like an actor in Hollywood. It's a great, like, I mean, he does, like, commercials and stuff because everybody knows him. He's, like, kind of, like, internet famous from this. You got to watch it. It's so great. Yeah.
There was a game show that was kind of the same way. I think it was called, like, Average Joe or something along those lines. And basically, it was a game show, kind of like Survivor or any of those other ones, except for everyone is in on it except for one guy. And so, like, they do some, like, wild crap. Like, the contestants, you know, will just do... And this poor guy is just, like, on this show, like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm just going to keep doing my thing, and hopefully I'm going to win. And everybody else is just an actor just being insane on the show, and then eventually they get to the end and he wins. But then it's like a Truman Show kind of moment where they're like, it wasn't really a show at all. We're just fucking with you, buddy. And they did 2 seasons of it. I know that much.
Yeah, so. This was 7 episodes. It's well worth the watch. It's so funny.
Okay. Well, there's our TV recommendations for this episode. Welcome to TV Talk, and we're glad you could join us. Now, actually, we're going to wrap this one up, kids, because we're getting about right on time. So, Carol, first of all, I'd like to thank you for joining us here today. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the podcast.
Thanks, Carol.
I love you guys. I'm so excited for you guys to have this podcast. I really enjoy listening to it all the time.
Well, we're hoping that next time you're in town, you will join us live for the podcast.
Depends on the snake situation.
Depends on what?
The snake situation.
Oh, well, just don't come in the spring and you'll be fine. Bubby hasn't been attacked by a snake yet, so we're doing all right.
Okay.
All right, folks, if you enjoyed the podcast, you can check us out on our website. It's allfishandchips.com. Write into us and let us know your favorite TV show or reality show that you really enjoyed. Maybe we'll check that one out, too. You can do that. It's allfishandchips@gmail.com. Check us out in our Facebook group. Feel free to join that and join in the conversation. That's where we're posting most of our pictures and links and that kind of stuff. So check us out there. You can also check us out on YouTube. All the new episodes are getting posted to YouTube. I got to go back through and get the old ones up there, but they will get up there here eventually. TikTok and Instagram can kind of kick rocks at the moment. We're not doing much on them. Or you can check out our Patreon. It's at Patreon. It's All Fish and Chips. And you can sign up to be a member and get some cool prizes and maybe worm your way onto the podcast as well. So who knows? It's all up in the air. But having said all that, my name is Thor.
Bubby.
Amanda.
Carol.
There she is. And remember, folks, no matter what you got going on in your life, it's all fish and chips.